Radio Tux. The German Linux Radio. The German Linux Radio.
Yeah, I'm here on the Open Source Summit Europe, and with me today are Brandon and Mattia from LOTI. So Brandon, maybe you can explain what is LOTI.
Yeah, so LOTI is a vector animation format. It allows designers to easily author animation files in their tool of choice and then play them back on the platform of their choice, and just provides like a really rich and seamless experience for designers.
How is it different to other animation formats?
So the most similar one is SVG, because they're both vector animations, and they are quite similar in many regards. LOTI has a couple extra features to help with animation itself, but also has more editing tools and creation tools. So it's fairly easy to create a LOTI, while with animated SVG, you don't have as many ways of creating your animations.
And other formats, like, I don't know, animated JPEGs, it's totally different.
Yeah, like those, like most people would be familiar with raster formats, which work on a grid of pixels, while vector formats instead have more like shapes. You have a description of what the shapes look like. The advantage is that you can scale infinitely, so it works well with UIs or anything responsive.
Where is LOTI supported? Everywhere?
Yeah, so web, iOS, Android are the biggest platforms for LOTI. There's also some kind of language agnostic LOTI players out there that anyone can bring and integrate with into their system.
And every browser is doing it?
You can get the libraries. They're available for every browser, but they're not built into the browsers.
Okay, but is this the plan?
We'd love to get there. It's a very long road to get there. So that is the dream, for us to be built into every browser.
So now there are a new LOTI spec, or the first version of the LOTI spec. What is in there? What is defined there?
So in that, we have a lot of the common features in LOTI. So we have different shapes, different ways of coloring them, how to arrange the shapes, bring them together.
Yeah, basically the LOTI, the whole pre-existing LOTI had a lot of different features, but not every player implemented them. So for the 1.0 specs, we decided to only standardize the very minimum that everyone supported as a baseline, and then we can build on them. So basically, we have the basic shapes, color and gradients, and like raster image layers. I think that's basically it for the 1.0.
What tools can I use to create LOTI files?
So there's LOTI Files Creator, there's Adobe After Effects, which is the original, there's LOTI Labs, there's Glaxanimate. I think there's several others. There's also Jitter, which is not for animation themselves, but to make websites that use LOTI. So there's a lot of different tools.
So for every platform, so whether I'm on Linux, macOS, I can use one of those?
Yeah. There's also like web editors as well. So any platform, you can find something.
What would you, for a beginner, what would you choose?
Well, I would choose Glaxanimate because it's the one I develop. I also work for LOTI Files, so I should say that you use LOTI Files Creator. Yeah.
That's a Plasma, KDE Plasma project, right?
Okay.
It's a KDE project.
Yeah, recently, Glaxanimate recently joined KDE. We haven't had a full KDE release yet because there's a lot of work of porting to the KDE libraries and such, but we're getting there.
Okay, what are the challenges getting LOTI out there at the moment? How to, I don't know, get involved with the community?
Yeah. I haven't thinking that one for a minute. I think as a designer, you know, it's just learning animation and how to work with it into your tool chain. For developers, if you're interested, I think it's just, you know, finding the use cases that aren't supported yet and then join the community, like do some development. Just connecting people together, I think, is one of the biggest challenges right now.
Also, I think I can add something to that. Like, the reason why we established the Lottie Animation community to standardize it was that different players supported slightly different versions of Lottie. And so there was a point of friction where maybe a designer would write a Lottie and then when they were testing it was working fine, but maybe on mobile would look slightly different because it didn't have all the features. So we hope with the standardization process that everyone will render everything the same way.
There's also validator tools you provide.
Yeah, and the validator tools will give developers and sometimes even designers like a really great way to check the Lotties that are being authored to make sure that they conform to the specification they can provide. And, you know, with that, the next step is once your Lottie is confirmed to be conforming, then the players can be confident that they're playing things back that the way that they should be.
Where can I find you guys if I want to engage? I don't know. Is there a chat, a community, where do I go to?
Yeah, so lottie.github.io, that's our main spec page, and that will have link to the roadmap, to the docs, to discussion forums, like everything you want to learn about Lottie, like that's the starting point.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Das war Radio Tux, euer freies Magazin rund um Linux, Open Source und digitale Kultur. Herausgegeben im Jahr 2025. Unter Creative Commons Lizenznamensnennung, Wiedergabe unter gleichen Bedingungen. Lieder sind eventuell anders lizenziert. Unterstützt von Manitou. Bleibt neugierig, bleibt kritisch.